Tonight I'll be talking to you all about prayer. So in Matthew 6:9, Jesus talking to his disciples on how we should pray. But before we get into the passage, just got a quick video that we're going to play, which will get you thinking about the Lord's Prayer. So I hope in watching that it's kind of got your brain ticking over about your own prayer life, how you pray. If you see yourself as being the lister, the person that rambles on with the now brown cows. But tonight, Jesus is going to show us on how we should pray. So if you'd like to take up your Bibles and keep them open, we're going to just reread Matthew 6, 9 through to 13. So Jesus is talking to the disciples, saying, "Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." So Jesus is giving us a template here. He's showing us that this is the system that we need to use when we pray. And I thought the best way that we could do that is go through step by step and see what each bit of the prayer means to us. Because there's times at church where the prayer comes up on the screen and we'll recite it all together. At communion time, we'll recite the prayer together. But what does the words actually mean? Just like Josh was saying before with the song, you know, he sings the song, but he stopped and thought about what each bit means. So I'll have 5 points for going through the Lord's Prayer. And it starts off with point one, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Jesus shows us that all our prayers are to be centered and to God straight up. God is not restrained to earth. He's set apart from us, holy and anointed. But through his high power, we can communicate directly with him, hence the term Father. A Father is someone who you can go to for help, someone who guides and directs you in the manner in which you should act. So it's right that we should acknowledge him first up. Point two, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. This section, we're asking God about our spiritual needs. We're to live here on earth just as Christ lived. And in Titus 2:12, it says this, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age. And we need to continue living in godliness and reject these worldly passions just as Jesus did whilst he was here. But this section of the prayer isn't just about us, the people who know Jesus and know God. This prayer is for those who haven't entered God's kingdom yet. This prayer is for them that they could inherit this great gift and be involved in God's kingdom. Point three, give us today our daily bread. Well, along with our spiritual needs before comes our physical needs. Jesus uses a particular word here, daily bread. Daily bread meaning the necessities that we need for our lives. We need to be content with these things and thank him. This isn't the time to be the person to come with your 700 prayer requests to God. He's not Santa Claus. He's not a vending machine. But this is where you reflect and you give thanks to God for what he has given you. And you ask him that he'll provide the same for you tomorrow. Point four, forgive us our debts as we've also forgiven our debtors. Even though Jesus died for us once and for all, we still continue to sin on earth. We need to make an intentional effort ourselves to live as Jesus lived and to ask for continual forgiveness so that we can continue the right relationship Jesus has given us with God. And last point, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Whilst we're still on earth, we're constantly surrounded by sin. We need to ask God to lead us in living our lives free from the devil. And this isn't done only through prayer, as we learnt last week from Guy and Chris. We need to continually be reading our Bible, continually growing in the knowledge of the Lord and communicating with him through prayer. In reflecting on my personal prayer life, I can see the faults myself in the way that I'm praying. I could be the guy that rambles on and uses words when I don't need to. I can be the guy that comes to God with a list of things. So I encourage you to think about that video and think about your prayer lives now. And if you are one of those people, take this template that Jesus has given us. Now, in terms of application for prayer, it's, you know, pretty simple. We need to pray. But we also need to put into practice what Jesus has already shown us. I went through 5 points, but Toby's a mathematician and I don't like odd numbers, so we'll keep it simple to 4. And it's going to be P, A, R, and then T, so part. P stands for praise. Just like at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, we need to give all due praise to God. Second is A, admit. We need to admit our faults to God. And then R, request. From admitting our faults, we need to request forgiveness. And that forgiveness is through Jesus. And because of Jesus, we need to, 4, T, give thanks. We need to thank God for each day that he gives us and the things he provides for us. So P, A, R, T. I've been trying to use this template in my prayer life this week. And I encourage you to take it with your partners, your husbands, wives, your families, or just in your own general prayer life. So I encourage you to use that, and we're going to use it now together. If you all like to bow your heads, we'll pray together. Dear God, we give you great thanks that you are our God and that you are in control of all things. We're sorry that we continue to stumble and sin against you. We come to you asking for forgiveness and thank you for your Son, Jesus, who took on all our sin so that we could live right with you again. Amen.